More storm-related problems for Florida and new evacuations. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Inland areas of Florida now dealing with flooding causing emergency evacuations. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in St. Cloud, Florida.
After Ian hit the southwest part of Florida, other parts of the state are dealing with flooding days after the fact. People here thought that they were in the clear, but now they're waking up to more flooding outside their homes, and people who live in this neighborhood are evacuating because of nearby creeks and lakes overflowing and causing the flooding. Crews have been using high water trucks to drive through this flooded water. There's a tow truck right there taking a car out. That's what some people are trying to do, salvage what they can so their cars don't get stuck in this if it gets any worse. It's several feet deep at times, and people can't drive through it without risking getting stuck unless they have one of those high water vehicles.
Osceola County officials say water levels could rise another 2 feet. The Supreme Court returns this week with a new justice and a welcome back for the public.
When the nine justices hear arguments to start the new term tomorrow, there will be seating available for the public, attorneys, and the press for the first time since the onset of the pandemic in early 2020. The court says courtroom bar admissions will also resume. Masking will be optional. The court will also continue to provide a link to the live audio feed during oral arguments. Justices had heard arguments by video conference, and in-person sessions were limited to a small group of court personnel and credentialed journalists.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Ukraine's President Zelensky says their forces have liberated two more settlements in the Kherson region. President Zelensky also saying on Sunday the abduction of the director general of Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is yet another act of Russian terrorism. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A helicopter crashes in a front yard southeast of Fresno, California, and authorities report no deaths. Only the two men on board were hospitalized with minor injuries. Police say the chopper clipped the edge of the house and sheared off the top of a palm tree before hitting the ground. Saturday, south of Duluth, Minnesota Airport, two men and one woman died when their plane crashed into a house. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating both incidents. Complaints about treatment by people held in a New Mexico migrant detention center.
Broken plumbing, insect infestation, lack of access to medical care, and limited bottles of drinking water are among the complaints in a public letter signed by at least a dozen migrants at the Torrance County Detention Facility in New Mexico. A complaint to the Office of Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security shows retaliation such as false accusations against an immigrant and restricting access to legal representation. Concerns have been raised by groups such as the American Civil Liberties Union and the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. A spokesperson for Core Civic, which runs the facility, says the center is monitored closely by ICE and undergoes regular reviews and audits. He says the claims about the conditions are false. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Another spacecraft does a flyby to a wonder of the solar system. Fox's Evan Brown.
For the first time in 22 years, a human-built space probe flew pretty close and grabbed a bunch of photos of Europa. It's Jupiter's famous icy ocean moon. The Juno spacecraft was launched back in 2011 and just this past Thursday came within 220 miles of Europa. NASA scientists are still reviewing the data, which will be used to plan the upcoming Europa Clipper, a probe intended to orbit the giant moon. Europa Clipper is set to launch in 2 years.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.